Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Polici, P-U-L-I-C-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Polici as described in the reports listed above, period. And I am going to create a record list. Number one will be reports of Best Med Consultants on 5/28/17, 7/26/18, and 3/8/21. Period. The next will be order approving settlement. The next will be reopener interrogatories. Next will be report of Dr. Riss, R-I-S-S, dated 7/25/20. Next will be progress notes of Dr. A-N-T-O-N-Y from 6/1/22 through 8/9/22. Make that 1/18/23. Scratch it. No, not 1822. New paragraph. Next will be progress notes and orders from Dr. Sabag, S-A-B-B-A-G-H, from 1/18/23 onward, period. This continued through 4/19/23. Period. Next are procedure reports from 5/2/22. I'm a 9/20/22. Next are continued progress notes from Dr. Sabag dated 1/18/23. Period. Follow up continued through 6/2/23, and next are physical therapy notes from one call. In paragraph, as per the examinee, Mr. Polici is now a 72-year-old male who again describes with the help of his wife that he was injured at work on 7/25/08. He was working as a mechanic and injured his lower back. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did have further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 8/31/21 in the amount of 50% of partial total disability. Period. He then applied for a reopener and submitted answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. Within them, he stated his symptoms had gotten worse and more frequent. Period. New paragraph. He was seen on 7/25/20 by Dr. Riss, R-I-S-S, who offered an assessment of 100% total disability, period, on 6/1/22. He was seen by Dr. Antoni, who had treated him before, period. An epidural injection was administered on 5/20/22. And again on 6/1/22, period, additional injections were administered on 8/9/22, period. He also received dry needling, N-E-E-D-L-I-N-G, period. He did see Dr. Sabak also on 4/19/23 period. He had already seen nurse practitioner Palermo, P-A-L-E-R-M-O, on 5/2/22 period. He had previously been treated in their office from 6/15/15 through 3/31/16 with various injections. Pretty stopped coming to the office because he received good pain relief. Pretty also stopped taking Lyrica at that time. Pretty, his new pain goes from his lower back to the anterior left thigh. Pretty, his last MRI of the lumbar spine was in 2015. Pretty, it did not show any upper level disc herniation. Pretty's chronically anticoagulated with Plavix. Pretty is treated with, he was treated for chronic L3-4 radiculopathy related to his work injury of 7/25/08. Pretty continued to receive pain management through the nurse practitioner and Dr. Antoni. Period. On 9/20/22, the nurse practitioner captured that he was changing tires on 7/25/08. Pretty weighed about 50 pounds, and the next day he had pain in the right leg and low back. Pretty was seen by Dr. Bhatnagar and then Dr. Waska, who performed one epidural injection in 2008. Pretty was last evaluated on 4/28/15 when Dr. Bhatnagar recommended a lumbar epidural injection at L4-5 on the right. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sabag through 6/2/23. At that juncture, the petitioner was taking cyclobenzaprine and prednisone for 6 days. Lastly, he received physical therapy on the dates described, beginning on 3/14/23. Physical exam. Extremities lower normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral, ambulated with a physiologic but stiff gait. Brady did not have a foot drop or require any assistive devices. Brady sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but acted with flex to 60 degrees and extended to 20 degrees. Brady bilateral side bending and rotation were full. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my latest report in 2021, followed by what I will now say. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Pretty did receive some additional palliative care by way of injections and pain medications. Pretty physical therapy was also rendered. New paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired neither sitting nor supine straight leg raises maneuvers that elicited any low back or radicular complaints. Paired he was neurologically intact. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will also be copied and inserted from the latest report. And that is the end.